Amen. Father God, we give thee all honor and praise and glory. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, dear Lord, and we shall rejoice in it, O God. Father God, I decree and declare oneness in you, dear Lord. I decree and declare newness, O God. I decree and declare money-making ideas, dear Lord. I decree and declare salvation, O God. I decree and declare peace in our community, dear Lord. I decree and declare that we are an overcomer, O God. I decree and declare goodness of the Lord. I decree and declare favor, O God. I decree and declare our household belongs to you, dear Lord. I decree and declare traveling mercies, O God. I decree and declare we are rooted and grounded in love, O God. I decree and declare that we are walking in divine healing, dear Lord. I decree and declare that we are renewed in spirit. I decree and declare generational curse is broken right here, right now, today, dear Lord. I decree and declare restoration, O God. I decree and declare that we are blessed of the Lord. I decree and declare the hedges protection over our lives. I decree and declare angelic visitation visiting us, dear Lord. I decree and declare joy is our portion, O God. I decree and declare healing, dear Lord. I decree and declare happiness, laughter, and joy, dear Lord. I decree and declare the overflow, Lord. I decree and declare debt cancellation, dear Lord. I decree and declare innovative ideas. I decree and declare relationship healing, dear Lord. I decree and declare the right divine relationship. I decree and declare wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I decree and declare increase. I decree and declare we are rich. I decree and declare wealth. I decree and declare health. I decree and declare victory, O Lord. I decree and declare breakthrough. Prophetess Darlene, can we open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
Thank you.
Hallelujah, dear Lord. We thank you.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, for air to breathe and for life, Lord God. We thank you that you wake us up this morning, Lord God, and give us another chance at life. Lord, we thank you that you continue to pour into us love and grace and mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would just continue to lead the way all the days of our lives. And on tonight, Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, for supernatural healing to the sick. We pray, Lord God, those who are feeling physical or emotional or spiritual. Lord, I just thank you for the healing that is bestowed upon us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for angelic visitation in this season, Lord God, and in this hour. I thank you, Lord God, that the angels continue to just protect us and provide us safety and protection, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you would just continue I just thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, Lord God, in all things, in our families, in our relationships, in our workplace, in our employment, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, that you would just continue to shower with protection and safety, Lord God. Lord, I pray that in this hour, Lord God, for those whose hearts, Lord God, are troubled, those who may have questions concerning their next meal, where they're going to live, what they're going to do, Lord, I just pray that we would have a miracle in the midnight hour, Lord God. I pray that you would just, as we seek your face, Lord God, I pray that as we seek your face, Lord God, I pray that you would just continue to show up like never before, Lord God, that we know that you are a great God, that you are a big God, Lord God, and that you are bigger than our problems, bigger than our worries, bigger than our fears, Lord God. And so I thank you, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, that you're moving us into a place of great peace and victory, Lord God. I thank you for the abundance of blessings and overflow and increase that is coming forth in our lives, Lord God. For those connected to us, Lord God, I pray that our words and our prayers would speak into their lives as well, Lord God. Those on the prayer list today, Lord God, I feel that they will feel our prayers, that you would lift them up, Lord God, as we pray and as we seek you. But I thank you for just our sound minds, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that each and every day that we have the opportunity to move forward into our purpose, move forward into the will that you've ordained for us, Lord God. And I cancel any plan of sabotage, any plan of attack, any evil spirit, Lord God, that permeates around us. Lord, I pray that you would reveal those who are here to bring destruction, Lord God, that you would reveal them in this season, Lord God. I pray that you would just continue to open our eyes to the things of God, Lord God, so that what's not of you, Lord God, may be removed. I burn and cast down, Lord God, anything that is not of you, relationships, opportunities, Lord God, places and desires of our hearts that are not of you, Lord God. I just pray that you would cancel it, that you would make all things new, Lord God. I thank you for this. In your mighty, precious name, amen.
And Father God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and addeth no sorrow. I thank you, Father God, for we worship you, Lord God. I adore you, Lord God. I just give you all the honor. I give you all the glory, and I give you all the praise. And Lord God, I thank you for restoration, Lord God. I thank you for healing and bringing wholeness to your people, Lord God. I thank you for bringing completion to your people, Lord God. I thank you for bringing forth the newness, Lord God. I thank you for bringing forth the open doors, Lord God, and thank you for making the crooked path straight, Lord God. I thank you for being the light to our path and the limb to our path and the light to our feet, Lord God. I just thank you, Father God, for opening the eyes of your people, Lord God. I thank you for opening the ears and allowing them to hear what it is that you have to say for them, Lord God. I thank you for growing their faith, Father God. I thank you for this space to pray our faith and not our fears, Lord God. I just thank you for the newness, Lord God. I thank you for the abundance, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for whom the Son set free is free indeed, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the liberty, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for all of the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you for the wisdom that you're instilling in us, Lord God. I thank you for the anointing, Lord God. I thank you for the covering, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. I thank you for the peace that you give us, for it is not peace of the world, but it's peace of you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for just bringing forth these things, Lord God, these ideas, these imaginations, the new businesses, Lord God, the new relationships, Lord God, the new life, Lord God, that you're bringing forth in the earth, Lord God, even the new life that's coming into my family, Lord God. I thank you for family relationships. I thank you for restoration, Lord God. I just thank you for the newness, Lord God. I thank you for your glory. I thank you for allowing us to be a witness to your glory. I thank you, Father God, for the testimonies. Thank you, Father God, for the victory, Lord God. I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, and I thank you for showing yourself mighty on behalf of your people. And I just love you, Lord God, unconditionally, because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that I'm able to come together with the prophet in one sync to pray to you, Lord, and to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to ministry. I thank you for their leadership, and I thank you for all the prophets on the line. I thank you for all the guests and all the partners that faithfully comes on this line. I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha and total healing everyone that's on the sick and shut-in list, including myself. I thank you for the newing. Thank you for renewing and restoring your people. I thank you for conversations of peace worldwide. I thank you for you being a driving force in our lives. And I thank you for the new day of commitment that we have towards serving you, Lord, and I thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. I thank you for newness of grace, peace, mercy. I thank you that you condemn every tongue that rise against each and every one of us. I thank you for teaching us how to rise above all situations, and I thank you for all the prophets worldwide and poem and prophecology that's coming up. I thank you for multiplying us with wealth. I thank you for your angels that you assigned to us, that they can, that we can command them to go before us and assisting us and working on our behalf and business. And thank you for us writing a vision down and making it plain, Lord. I love, honor, and praise who you are. In Jesus' almighty name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, giving us peace throughout the entire day, Lord. We thank you for what we accomplished today, Father, Lord, what we learned today, Father, Lord, what we avoided today, Father. We thank you for the family that we were able to see, the family we were able to be with, the children that we were able to be with and teach, Father. We thank you for all those precious moments, Lord, that we just want to give more focus on in this season, Father. We thank you for the faith of a mustard seed, Lord, that can create yields and yields and yields of fruit, Lord, more fruit than we could ever imagine, Father. We thank you for that faith, Father. We thank you for continuing to put that faith in each and every step that each and every saint takes on this phone call, Lord, if it's a step into education or a step into leadership or a step into some type of service, some type of business, or step into marriage, Father. Let them have at least that faith of a mustard seed, Lord, so that your name can be exalted no matter what, because we know with just that, Lord God, we can create even more. And we thank you for the conglomeration of the saints on this phone call, Lord, under the tutelage and the teaching of the Master Prophet, even our Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you so much for their lives, Father. We thank you for the community that they've created, Lord, so that we could put many and many to flight, Father, to fight on our behalf in the different realms of the earth, Father. We thank you for your protection in that way, and you giving your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to cover us from head to toe, Lord. We thank you for that opportunity to serve Him, to serve you, Lord, to serve this country, this universe, Lord, this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Because thou hast been my help, there in the shadow of thy wings, I will rejoice. Psalm 6 and 8, 68, 3 and 7. Father God, I bless your name and I thank you. For you are powerful and you are awesome. And we give you praise, Father God, for every opportunity that we can come before your throne of grace, Father God. As I stand here with my brothers and sisters in the faith, Father God, touching and agreeing for ourselves and for our families, standing in the gap for them, Father God, we give you praise, for you've given us power to call things that be not as though they were, Father God. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for eyes to see the possibilities and guidance. We bless the homeless, Father God, for we know that you're opening doors of housing for them, Father God. We thank you for everything in our life, the knowledge, Father God, and we are healed through your name, Father God, and our faith sees us whole and complete. We decree and declare, decree and declare the turnaround even in governmental systems, Father God. We thank you for covering our young people, our Archbishop and Pastor Jordan. Thank you for blessing them, Father God. We thank you for awakenings of our power in you, that we can speak and command life, and it shall be, Father God. You're an awesome God. Awesome God. Thank you, God, and we touch and agree for even the covering of Meek Mills, his protection and his covering and his blessings, Father God. Thank you again for housing, those reaching out for housing situation, job opportunities, for we see these things done and favorable, giving your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise, for we love you, Father God, for you have loved us. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father, we thank you for this evening, God, and we thank you, God, that we are gathered here in your name, God. We thank you for your presence, and we honor you tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your tender mercies. We thank you, Father God, for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. We pray, God, tonight for those that are on the prayer line. We pray for those that are challenged, Father God, in their health. Father God, we ask as we lift up the prayer list, God, that you would begin to heal and deliver and set free each person, God, and each individual. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, and we thank you that you, great, your grace is sufficient, God. We thank you, Father God, and we ask, God, that you stir up the gift within us, God. And, God, we ask and we pray, God, that we begin to speak a thing, and when we speak it and decree a thing, that it is so, God, and it shall come to pass, God. We thank you, Father God, because you've given us power, God. We thank you, Father God, because you've given us, Father God, you. You've given us, Father God, you say greater works we shall do, God. We thank you that we're in the season of favor, and our favor is now, God. God, as we walk, as we pray, as we talk, let us become more and more like you, Father God. And, Father God, let us begin to create and envision, Father God, the things that we desire to come to pass, God. We pray for the brethren. We pray for unity, God. We pray for strength. We pray, Father God, for cohesiveness. We pray for symmetry, God. We pray, Father God, that you will move by your Spirit on this line, God, and that every gift will be stirred up, Father God, and that every prophet, Father God, will begin to speak over their cities and over their nations, God, and they will begin to decree and declare, God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for every person that is on the line, God, that is listening on the call. We thank you that everyone that came, God, counted it not robbery, God, to get up, God, and begin to pray, God. Lord, we just ask for favor tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you restore the joy of the Lord, God, to your people, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit, God. We thank you, Father God, that you're elevating us and bringing us into a new day and opening doors that no man can close, God. We thank you, Father God, as we walk into new opportunities and as we step, Father God, into new dimensions, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're elevating us, Father God. And, Father God, we are becoming more and more Christ-like, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are moving away from the old and coming into the new. We thank you, Father God, that we are stepping into, Father God, our destiny, God. And, Father God, that we are recreating and inventing ourselves, God. We thank you, Father God, for your power, God. And we thank you for new mercies this evening, God. Now, we pray, Father God, for this nation. We pray for the political unrest. We pray for the government, God. We pray that you position your people in, Father God, in high places, in political places, God. We pray that you will place the prophets, Father God, strategically, Father God, over cities, over nations, and over countries, God. We thank you, Father God, even in the UN, God, that you will place your prophets and you will place them, Father God, in governmental places and offices, God. We thank you, Father God, that your grace is sufficient. We continue to thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, Father God, because it endures forever. We pray for peace. We pray for guidance. We pray for love. We pray, Father God, that we move by your spirit and have all of our being. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We lift our hands unto you this morning, Lord. We are saying you are holy. You are holy. You are holy, mighty God. Father, we bow before your throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare your lordship over this day, Lord. I get under your covering and anointing of the early riser, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I come on the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, make the outgoing of the morning to rejoice, Lord. We receive your love, kindness every morning, Father. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the earth, my God. As we come before you, Lord, this morning, we are saying, Father, there is no other God except you, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, your first going spread in the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter rain, the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit me every morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Lord, you awaken me morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear and learn. Father, I will not be afraid of the error that flies by day, nor the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation in our life, Lord, from day to day, Lord. Lord, release the mystery to the that brings heaven down on earth. We come into agreement with the heaven, and we declare, my God, that there is no other God, that no arm formed against each and every prophet on the line now shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Father, even as we build the hedge of fire around all the ministers, Father, all the pastors, all the fivefold ministry in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for more revelation upon their life. We thank you for fresh anointing upon their life, God. We thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost that is upon the fivefold ministry in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as your will arise, my God, because this is the time and season, Father, for signs and wonders to happen in the churches, my God. We thank you, my God, as you are going to reign in our churches in this season. You are going to reign in our lives this season in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, as you are raising prophets, as you are raising the true prophets, my God, all over the world in the name of Jesus. We thank you even for Zoe ministry, my God. We thank you for our father. We thank you for our mother, my God, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Father, let everything they say, Mudimaga, come to pass, because these are the prophets that you have chosen.
chosen. The prophets that you have appointed for the time like this. Father, we thank you even for prophecy as it's coming, my God. We thank you for the anointing that is going to be there, my God. We thank you even for the worshipers that are going to worship on that day, my God. We thank you even for the teachings, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the red carpet that is going to be there in that place, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Oh, Yebo Santa Rosia. We love you, my God, my God. Show yourself in our life, Lord. Show yourself up, my God, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Lord, and I love you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, God, and we lift up all the names, oh God, that was mentioned in prayer, God. We thank you, God, for comforting them and graciously regarding those, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing power. We thank you, God, for your great mercy, oh God. We thank you, God, for traveling mercies, oh God, protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea. We thank you, Lord, for all your leaders, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving them directions in their lives and the lives of your people. We thank you, dear Lord, for the right divine relationship, oh God. We thank you for every utterance on this line, prayer line tonight. And we thank you, God, your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and those around us, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. We thank you for all the office in your kingdom. We thank you, Almighty God, for your healing power. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name, we pray, amen and amen.
This is the kind of fast day I'm after, to break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, free the oppressed, cancel debt. What I'm interested in seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this, and the lights will turn on, and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You will call out for help, and I'll say, here I am. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that the searchlight is turned on and that you uncover the things that need to be restored and cleaned up in our lives. We ask you, Father God, to give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Father God. Blot out our transgressions and take not thy Holy Spirit away from us. Purge us with hyssop and we shall be clean. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Father, we ask for your grace and your mercy and your divine protection over every household that's represented. We ask, Lord God, for your healing to flow and touch everyone under the sound of our voice. Everyone whose name is on the prayer list, we decree and declare healing and deliverance. We decree and declare unity in the body of Christ. We decree and declare unity in poem, unity in Zoe Ministries. We decree and declare unity in our families. Father God, heal and deliver from every wound, every spirit of division, every hurt feeling, every church burn, Father God. Wash us and cleanse us from hurt and resentment and jealousy and pride. Restore us, Lord God, and renew our minds according to your word. Bring us into right divine alignment. Father God, we decree and declare that wealth and riches are in our house. We call every need met. We decree and declare that every need is met and every bill is paid. We thank you for expansion. We thank you for the new positions. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for elevation. We thank you, Lord God, for our leadership. We strengthen their hands as you continue to stretch them as they globalize the prophetic. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection over our first family, Lord God, and over our families. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. People of God, we bless you in the name of the Lord. We bless you and we thank you for your stand. We thank you for being on the line. We bless you and we thank you for your faithfulness. We ask that you remain on the call and hear, amen, the conclusion of the whole matter. Please govern yourself accordingly to the following announcements. Amen. For every parent that is on the line, parents of fledglings, amen. Those of you who are on the line, we are asking that you contact me. Amen. You can leave a message with the moderator. Amen. As to how to reach me or leave your number, and I will call you. We want every family of fledglings to represent on a Friday night. Friday night is fledgling night, and we need your assistance to gather the fledglings. Amen. We know that it is not possible for the fledglings to be on the call every Friday night, for every fledgling to be on the call, but we are asking that each family, each household, take one Friday, amen. Your Friday might be second Fridays or third Fridays, whatever Friday you would choose. We need you to contact us so we can coordinate your children to be on the call, amen, consistently on Friday nights. Amen. We need to train our fledglings in the ministry of prayer. Amen. And we need you to assist us on the calls. Amen. So amen. Please contact the moderator, amen, with your contact information so we can begin to coordinate that. Also, we need the men. We need the men also to reach out to stand with us. Amen. So let's begin to raise up men and lead out, taking one night a week, amen, and gathering, amen, the brethren on the calls to lead out in prayer. Amen. We need the men standing with us. Amen. Also, join Archbishop Jordan for a live conference call Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And also on January 21st through the 31st. Amen. Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival. Amen. With our very own, the Master Prophet, Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, and Prophet Samson Amateng. Amen. Coming out of Ghana and the UK. Amen. This is going to be heaven on earth. Amen. Also, amen, Prophecology, February 23rd through the 26th. Yesterday, the 15th, was the last day to register. If for any reason you did not get that done, you need to contact 888-831-0434 and find out how you might get in the door, if that is even possible at this juncture. Amen. Also, Pop Life Radio, join live conference call every Monday through Friday, 12 noon Amen. The prophets are gathering on this call, and they've set aside this time to begin to give you the information concerning prophecology, and also for those of you who feel a call to the prophetic order, amen, to provide information for you, answering questions concerning the prophetic order of Mar Elijah, a.k.a. Poem. As we lovingly say, Poem is home. Amen. Also, Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m., my, Prophet Joshua Nathaniel Jordan, the eldest son of the Master Prophet, and Lady Deborah Jordan is teaching on a live conference call. And I tell you, it has been absolutely tremendous. The prophet has been teaching out of his heart, and God has been moving by his spirit. You don't want to miss these calls. Amen. Also, if you have a prayer request, submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Submit your prayer request. Amen. Let us stand with you. Let us pray with and for you. Let us stand with you for your miracle. Amen and amen. Also, if we'd like you to consider standing with us with your seed of any amount to bless the ministry, to the furtherance and expansion of these conference calls, particularly this prayer call. Amen. Pastor Deborah is believing God for 1,000 prayer warriors on these calls. Amen. We are going to begin to expand. Amen. We don't know when God is going to speak to the woman of God concerning expanding this prayer, amen, beyond midnight, amen, and going beyond the 30 minutes, amen. But we want to be in position, and we want the seed to be in the ground. We don't want finance to be a factor, but we want to make sure, amen, that there is meat in the Lord's house, amen, that there might be sufficient provision for us to expand when the leading lady is ready to take this call to the next level. Lastly, this is January, amen, the first month of the year, and this is our very own Pastor Deborah's birthday month, amen, and we are exceedingly grateful for her, and we want you to, amen, say thank you, Pastor Deborah, by texting your seed, by texting Pastor to 646-762-0433. You may also sow your seed at ZoeMinistries.com, amen, in the comments section. You can put happy birthday, Pastor Deborah, or 212-316-2177. Amen. Either one of those numbers and, amen, websites will be appropriate for you to sow. If you're sowing directly to the expansion of the ministry, if you're sowing a seed, amen, to Pastor Deborah, amen, we want you to consider sowing a $58 seed, a $158, $258, $358, $1,058, $580, whatever denomination with the number 58, amen. We want to bless the woman of God. We want to encourage her heart. We want to, amen, strengthen her. We want to say, go, Pastor Deborah, go. We want her to continue releasing those prophetic works, amen, those books, amen, like the one that's been released, the mystical power, the push of powerful work. We want her to begin to birth out and push out those books, amen. We want to strengthen her prophetic wound as she begins to bring forth what thus saith the Lord, as she continues to stand, amen, with our Archbishop, amen, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, amen. You want to be a part of what God is doing in this season. What you do for a man and woman of God, God will do for you. Who you sustain will determine how you are maintained. Amen. You need to be, amen, maintained in this hour. You need to be maintained, amen, in this political climate. You need to be maintained in this economic system, and you need to sow into the belly of the prophet, for your wealth and your provision is in the mouth of the prophet. Amen. Amen. Believe on the Lord thy God, so shall be ye be established. Believe on his prophets, and so shall you prosper. Amen and amen. Get your seat in the ground, people of God. Say thank you, Archbishop, for considering us and for carving out this space that we may come together and cry out to God, amen, for our miracle. Amen. Thank you, amen, for being a yes. Thank you for being a stand. Thank you for your prayerful contribution and your monetary contribution. Archbishop thanks you and loves you. Pastor Deborah thanks you and loves you. We, the Company of Prophets, thanks you and loves you in the name of the Lord. And Company of Prophets, I will not be remiss in not thanking each of you for your stand, for your faithfulness, for being a consistent yes. Amen. On behalf of the people of God, standing for their miracle. Amen. Did I miss anything, Company of Prophets?
I think you have everything, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Joyce, for that response. Amen. And we want to thank you, and we want to say have a wonderful Tuesday. Nope, today is Tuesday. A wonderful Wednesday, and let it be a great day. Go in the name of the Lord. Amen.